Okay, let's get right into this. We're gonna unpack a really critical connection today, one between foundational chemistry and actual patient recovery.
That's right.
Our deep dive is into something called persistent oxidative stress, or POS, which researchers, notably Giovanni Puccio, see as a root cause for so many degenerative
The
conditions.
core structural problem, really.
Exactly. And to do this, we've pulled from Puccio's own declarations, from scientific publications, and importantly, from certified statements from physicians who are getting, well, pretty remarkable results with this.
And that's the mission here. To explain this approach, which is called CRAPU, that's complementary reducing anti-degenerative Puccio therapy.
Right.
But it's so important to frame this correctly. It isn't a cure for a specific disease. That's not the goal. The idea is to fundamentally shift the body's internal environment.
To restore its own defenses.
Precisely. You're just reactivating the body's incredible immune effectiveness, and that's how you get these results that often seem, impossible by conventional standards.
That reframes the whole goal of therapy, doesn't it? If you're not fighting the disease, but helping the system fight itself. So, what's going wrong at that cellular level? You've used an analogy I like, the rechargeable battery.
Yes, that's a really good way to think about it. The cell is like a tiny rechargeable battery, and it has to stay in balance.
Oxidation is using the power.
And reduction is the recharge. POS, persistent oxidative stress, is what happens when that recharge mechanism gets blocked, structurally blocked. The cell is just stuck in a low-power
And
state.
if the recharge is blocked, the cell's main defense, that synergy between glutathione and vitamin C, it just fails. It can't recycle itself.
Exactly. And here's the key insight from Puccio's research. The problem isn't just that you don't have enough antioxidants, it's a physical barrier.
A physical barrier. How?
Well, one hypothesis involves a gut bacterium, Sarcina ventriculi. It can produce H2 gas, just simple hydrogen, and that tiny molecule can physically sit in the molecular sites needed for the reduction reaction. It literally gets in the way.
It's blocking the charger from plugging in.
That's a perfect way to put it. So the CRAPU method is about providing the right reducing agents in the right sequence to overcome that physical block.
And understanding that changes everything. We've seen some certified data on this. I'm thinking of one physician during the peak of the pandemic who integrated CRAPU principles.
Yes, for early intervention.
He treated around 1,200 COVID-19 patients. The reports showed that only three of them ended up needing hospitalization.
Which just shows if you can restore the body's balance early, you can prevent that whole systemic oxidative cascade. But, and this is a huge but, it only works because CRAPU is highly personalized. It's not a rigid protocol.
Because every person's blockage is unique.
Every single one. So you have to analyze specific biological markers to calibrate the products, the amounts, the sequence for that specific patient.
What kind of markers are we talking about?
We're looking at things like intestinal flora, parasites, autoimmune indicators, and key markers of oxidative stress, things that listeners might have heard of, like homocysteine or D-dimer. This kind of analysis allows for real prevention, even against very serious issues like sudden death. Now, for the most desperate and complex cases, there's a much deeper level of analysis, but we reserve that for the specialized training. The point is, personalization is everything.
It makes sense, but this kind of research based on fundamental chemistry often struggles for funding, right? It's just not seen as lucrative.
Which is the big question. How do we fund sensible, non-lucrative research? And that's where the Club Dub One Sense of the Good Sense Club comes in. They're setting up an American foundation for exactly this purpose.
How does that work?
It's actually a really smart cycle. Puccio has a school, Science and Conscience, that trains physicians in the CRAPU methodology. The school itself is directly funding the crowdfunding needed to launch the foundation.
So education is funding research. That's incredible.
It is a virtuous cycle.
So we want to recognize Giovanni Puccio for his years of work on this, and the results really do speak for themselves. And also congratulate Fabrizio Ciancio, the founder of the Good Sense Club, on getting this foundation started.
Absolutely. And we want to invite you, the listener, to join this vision. Support research that's driven by scientific common sense. The club has multiple projects aimed at social improvement.
Your participation really is critical.
It is. You can learn more and take action at www.goodsense.club.
That's www.goodsense.club. Join the club, get involved.
Because restoring the body's effectiveness, well, it really starts with supporting the restoration of knowledge.